Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey team, it's Dave, Matt and Jess here. Just dropping into your feed to tell you what you're about to hear is a little audio version of our web series that we've been working on and putting out on the Stupid Old Channel.
Yeah, we've got how many episodes out now? A few.
This is number 4.
Of 9.
Whoa.
A number still feel uncomfortable with, but that's okay.
We told you, Jess, we're happy for you to do an extra report.
And I said, you go fuck yourself, you sons of bitches. I will not do any more work. So we agreed on 9.
Oh, yes. So 3 each.
But they're over at the Stupid Old Channel, and they're a lot of fun. But we thought we would chuck in the audio of last week's episode to, wet your whistle.
Yes, wet the whistle of your ears. But if
you give your wet whistle. Give your wet willy.
Because it totally works as a podcast, but if you want to see it in full high definition.
Yeah, with an amazing set. We've got animations. I put makeup on the boys.
I don't want to give away too much, but this is the egg throwing incident. So there's a lot of eggs in this episode.
Yes.
A lot of egg animation.
Yeah.
So there's so much to look forward to. If you want to watch it or listen to it, there's a link in the description of this episode that you can easily click if you want to watch the video of it. But apart from that, enjoy this, the 1917 egg throwing incident.
In 2019, 17-year-old Will Connolly made worldwide news when he egged a senator. Australia and the media dubbed this young crusader Egg Boy. But did you know that he wasn't the original Egg Boy? In many ways, he was the second coming. This is the story of the 1917 egg-throwing incident. Hello and welcome. My name is Dave Warnke and I'm sitting here in a lovely library with Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart.
Hello.
Hey, did you notice that you said coming and neither of us laughed?
That showed a lot of restraint and personal growth from us.
Well, what they don't know is that was my 17th take and I laughed every other
Shut
time.
Shut up.
I mean professionalism. That's what we're all about here.
Where? Look at this. Fake library. I mean real library.
Real library.
We're in.
Real library. Real plant.
Yep.
Real face.
Real horse. This is a real horse. Don't look below, but there's a full horse body under there.
We're here to talk about some egg incidents here today. How do you feel about eggs?
Very negatively.
I thought that might be the case, Jess.
Yeah, I don't like eggs.
Yeah, I want to be better and not eat them, but geez, poached was a bit avocado on Vegemite on toast. I tell you what, that's starting your morning right. But also, if the vegans out there doing great work.
That's great. I want to be better and eat more eggs because I think that this is a great breakfast. I love them. If people want to throw eggs at me, if they're cooked and on a plate and not thrown,
the egg
I will accept
cooked.
Those.
So if people want to serve eggs to you.
Yes, please. That is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That makes more sense.
Well, we're here to talk about the two egg throwing incidents. And just in case people aren't familiar, Egg Boy was the name given to 17-year-old Will Connolly. I'm sure you remember this was big news in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
In March 2019, the legend of Egg Boy was born when he egged Queensland Senator Fraser Anning whilst Anning was speaking at a political meeting in Melbourne. So the whole thing was caught on film. Let's take a look at it. There's Anning there. Bam! Hey. Got an egg and then copped one in the face from a senator.
Yeah.
Punching a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Natural reaction.
Hitting a kid.
I reckon the first one is instinct.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. Someone just hits you in the head. You don't know what, it's an egg or what. I reckon, oh, I'm not going to start defending him. All right.
Yeah, well, you're going down a dangerous.
I forgot who we were talking about.
Well, the reason you won't start defending him is, I've got here, now if you don't know who Fraser Anning is, which some of our overseas watchers may not know, frankly, you don't want to know. He wasn't and still isn't very popular in our country. He was anti-immigration, anti-Muslim, and supported the extreme right. And you might be wondering, who would vote for a guy like that? Well, he received just 19 below the line first preference votes. So just 19 people singled him out and voted for him. But he got into the Senate when another right-wing climate change denier, Malcolm Roberts, our Senate's weird, he got kicked out for not being an Australian citizen.
Right.
So who stepped up
to the plate? Was he anti-immigration? The guy got kicked out for not being an Australian. Look, I just want to say,
I can come here,
yeah,
but others cannot.
Please.
I think this all proves our system works anyway.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you more about why Fraser Anning was egged. There is a method possibly to the madness. Fraser Anning made headlines when just moments after the Christchurch mosque shootings in New Zealand, in which 51 people were callously murdered by an Australian man, Fraser Anning tweeted, quote, "Does anyone still dispute the link between Muslim immigration and violence?" End quote. He later doubled down on this stance and said, quote, "The real cause of bloodshed on New Zealand streets today is the immigration program which allowed Muslim fanatics to migrate to New Zealand in the first place," end quote. So there he is blaming the victims of the shooting. Mm-hmm. And people from all sides of politics rightly condemned his horrible comments.
It's hard to follow the logic there.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
So people came out and said they're horrible comments, but only one man, or boy, took matters into his own hands and egged Anning a couple of days after the comments. Mm. And this video went viral and Egg Boy became a sensation. His face was plastered on T-shirts. He was interviewed on national TV. He graced magazine covers around the country and he even got made into an action figure.
He also went to Splendour in the Grass and was interviewed at the forum there. So, I mean, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Did you get to meet him?
Yeah.
You met Egg Boy.
Actually, I saw him in the tent backstage. I didn't want to hassle him.
Right. Cause everyone,
I got nervous. Oh,
can you sign my egg?
He was a big deal for a while, wasn't
yeah.
he? Was...
Huge deal. Yeah, I think he got over 500,000 Instagram followers almost instantly.
Mm.
He was a big deal.
Has he done any other sort of egg incidents since?
I'm waiting for the Egg Boy rap remix. Egg, 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 egg.
He's on talk shows egging hosts. Conan's like, come on,
let's do it.
Do the thing. We all know. A GoFundMe crowdfunding campaign was started to cover his legal costs and raised almost $100,000 Australian dollars, which Egg Boy donated to the survivors of the Christchurch terrorist attack.
Mm.
$100,000, what is that in today's money?
With inflation, it is almost 100. Because it was about, it was something like $300 off 100,000, which would have really upset you. It was so close.
Mm.
If anything, you should have made that final donation.
I didn't know.
To get him bang on.
I can't go back in time and make a donation, Dave.
Can't you?
Can I?
Evan, do you know how time travel works?
Can I go back in time and make a donation? Evan? Evan's left. He's sick of our dumb questions.
Egg Boy denied being affiliated with any groups or political organisations and said that he was just pro-humanity.
Yeah.
I also assume pro-eggs.
Well, I don't know. He wasted an egg.
Yes.
Maybe he's not.
Anti-egg.
Yeah.
Just like you.
His mum, I think I remember his mum sort of saying, like, obviously, I don't think he should have egged him, but also pretty proud that he stood up for what he believes in. And I was like, yeah, Egg Boy mum.
Sit on that fence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Egg Boy also came out and said that he admitted that what he did was wrong. Right. When he was interviewed on the project.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But still, I mean, a lot of... there was big debate as well. People coming out.
All, very heated
social
debate.
Media. Some people with large followings saying that he was a hero. Other people coming out saying that, I don't care what Fraser Anning said, you can't just go around egging people.
Yeah.
I like when those debates happen because I'm easily swayed. I'm like, yeah, of course you should have egged that guy. And I read another thing.
But maybe he should definitely not have egged that guy. Now, hang on a second. What this other guy says means, yes, he should have egged that man.
So are you just, the last opinion you've read is what you usually go with?
The last one I heard is Egg Boy's mum sitting on the fence. So now I'm undecided.
It's confusing. In the end, Egg Boy and Fraser Anning both avoided charges, but Egg Boy did receive an official caution. You'd be pleased to know that a couple of months after the egging, Fraser Anning lost his seat. So thankfully, he's no longer a senator.
Another weirdo took him his place.
Yeah, stepped up. We've got dozens of weirdos ready to go. Ready to go, waiting in the wings. I've got a replacement right-wing host ready to step up at any time. Anytime.
It's Fraser Anning.
Hello, Fraser. Nope. All right. We're not on a...
He doesn't have a mic on.
Not on first name terms. I should have called him Mr. Anning.
Yeah.
So sorry. But Connolly wasn't the original Aussie egg boy. Over 100 years earlier, two young men egged then Prime Minister Billy Hughes.
Billy Hughes.
Billy Hughes.
Do you know much about Billy?
No.
Yeah, Billy the Wild Dog Hughes.
He is a wild, honestly, he's a wild dog.
He's a wild dog.
Oh, he's a wild dog.
Literally.
Yes.
It's a dog.
Yeah,
I did not know we had a dog Prime Minister.
He's a dingo.
You want to carry this motion? All eyes or woofs? Woof, woof. Okay.
All right, Mr. Prime Minister.
He would have, if he was around today, he probably would have been ready to step up in a Fraser Anning seat. He was that kind of weirdo. Allegedly.
Well, he's dead. We can talk about him like that. Billy Hughes is a bit of a political legend in Australia, holding the record for being the longest serving member of parliament. In total, he served for over 50 years.
Oh, my God. Retire.
Well, sadly, all good things must come to an end. And the only thing that could stop his career was he died in 1952 at the age of 90.
He was still working in the
parliament at age 90.
Oh, my God.
And he was a dog. So Incredible. In dog years, that's like 630.
That's an old dog. Good on him. What a good innings.
What an old dog.
What a good boy.
I wonder if they taught him any new policies or anything like that.
No, he can't be swayed. Over 50 years, he represented 6 political parties during his career, leading 5, outlasting 4, and being expelled from 3.
Nice.
Wow. He was also our Prime Minister from 1915 to 1923, a period that included most of World War I. And Billy Hughes was a bit of a badass. At the 1919 Paris Peace Conference that followed World War I, which Billy Hughes demanded Australia should be represented at, US President Woodrow Wilson thought that this Australian was asking too much for the size of this tiny little country.
Oh, Woodrow.
Woodrow. He said... This is Woodrow, quote, "But after all, you only speak for 5 million people." To which Prime Minister Hughes replied, quote, "I represent 60,000 dead."
Oh.
Bad. And they're coming for you. You don't let us in.
We have zombies.
I press this button and a bunch of zombies are coming for
you. Oh, don't. Okay, you know whatever you want. And that's how we won World War I. Now, one of the most controversial times of his career as Prime Minister was during World War I, when Hughes was in favour of conscription for overseas military service. In 1916, Hughes and the Labour Party put forth a plebiscite, which is a big vote where Australians got asked the question, do you support conscription? Mm-hmm. Yes or no? And they voted no. Hughes, who, remember, was the Prime Minister, had pushed for conscription during this time, but a lot of his Labour colleagues were against the idea, and it got to the point where the infighting split the party into 2 factions.
Oh, never split the party.
Never split the party.
No, we've learnt this.
Billy Hughes was expelled from the Labour Party, which he was the leader of. They kicked him out. And he and some other Labour members formed a new party, which eventually became the Nationalist Party of Australia. This party also teamed up with his conservative opposition, the Commonwealth Liberal Party. So he got kicked out, got a few members, got people from the other side that, you know, a week before he would have been saying, you're all wrong, you're all liars. Now they formed a new party. The following year, Billy Hughes won the election with this new party to stay on as Prime Minister.
Oh, wow.
And his Labour colleagues that kicked him out were probably like, crap.
Damn it. But that's kind of like... That would be a bit unheard of creating a new party and then winning.
Yeah, it's crazy.
With that unknown new party.
It was a different time back then, obviously. Because there were, like, Federation only happened at, like, less than 2 decades earlier.
Yeah.
So they were all kind of new parties already.
Yeah, true.
I think there was a lot more movement back then, but now it's been a two-party system for so long, it would be bizarre for that to happen.
Mm. Like, I've made up this new party. It's called Jeff's Super Awesome Politicians Gang, and I'm running for, what's the top job? Prime Minister. I want that. That's mine fantastic. Now.
Jeff, what are your policies?
More parties.
more, do you want to split the party again?
No, like parties.
Oh, right, sorry.
More beach babes.
Okay, you got my vote.
And I don't know, free shit.
Free shit.
Vote for me, free vote for
shit.
Jeff.
Free shit.
Free shit.
I like it.
Huh. Vote for Jeff.
That does sound like some of the real minor parties that are floating around at the moment. But like that, the weird parties still get made now. They just
don't get in the government. They don't get far.
No.
Yeah.
Well, as we've discovered, you only need 19 votes to get in our country.
Hang on, sorry. He had to have known more than 19 people, personally.
That's tragic.
So not even people that he knows personally are feeling an obligation to vote for him.
Did his mum vote for him?
I could get more than 19 votes.
I reckon you definitely
could. I come from a big family. I've got more than 19 family members. Done. Voting sorted.
Voting below the line is, you know, it's a bit of an effort. How well do they know him? How much they care about him? Like filling out all those boxes.
Yeah, you're right. You're there for a while.
Yeah.
Just go above the line. Go get your sausage and get out of the primary school you're voting in.
Yeah, Fraser. Yeah, yeah. I voted for you below the line. Yeah. And voted for you afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did both.
Boating.
Celebrated with a bit of boating on the Yarra.
Yeah. So I assume you'll get in because we all voted for you.
And then voted for you.
And then he checks, it comes out, and he, 19. He looked at his campaign manager, 19?
Our campaign team has got 24 people in it.
He just goes around the room, Trevor, who do you vote for? Chris, who do you vote for? Trish, who do you vote for?
He can't prove.
Oh, no, they also. All right, we're going to have to go again.
Five of you are lying at least. Start again. Trevor. Yeah.
You're waiting for Trevor to slip up. In 1917, with Britain pushing Australia for more soldiers to help in the war effort, Billy decided to try again for conscription. He held another plebiscite, another big vote, and asked the Australian voters if they thought men should be conscripted into the army. Billy Hughes went on a campaign around Australia, holding speaking engagements to try and convince people to vote for this conscription idea. And he really needed the state of Queensland to vote yes, so he headed there on a train. On November 29th, 1917, the train stopped at Warwick, just south of Toowoomba. Billy got off the train, put on his top hat, and stepped onto his soapbox to address the crowd that had gathered.
A top hat?
Mm.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like that? No. I thought you'd be well into that.
He's really trying to make himself seem tall, standing in a soapbox, wearing a tall hat.
Okay. He's got a really small dog next to him.
Look how big I am for scale.
He's holding an apple behind him. He's like, this is a normal size apple. Look how small it looks compared to me.
Why an apple?
I don't know. I'm telling you, he's a mad dog.
This is a forest behind me.
I'm massive. I'm huge. You should listen to me because I'm massive.
Well, people had gathered around to see what this massive man had to say. God, he's a big un.
He was sitting on a Shetland pony. It was also on a soapbox.
He actually arrived on a miniature train. He was sitting on top of it. I'm thinking of more like how politicians these days will go out to the country and they'll put on an Akubra and they'll wear jeans but a good shirt
but
boots.
No tie.
They might roll up the sleeves, just to look like
a bit like this.
Look like the everyman. You know, I'm very comfortable on the land. And it's like, what's that? A sheep? Oh, okay.
Oh,
cool.
What's that woolly cow?
Yeah, that's a weird looking dog you guys have.
It's very small.
That's what I'm picturing. But no, he turns in his tuxedo and a top hat.
He looks great. Two of the crowd members were local anti-conscription campaigners, Paddy Brosnan and his brother Bart. Bart Brosnan.
And Paddy Brosnan.
Yeah. What do you reckon? No?
Love it.
Oh, thank goodness. Good.
Love Paddy.
I reckon you're going to like Paddy.
I reckon I am too.
The boys were fearful of being conscripted, and midway through Hughes' speech, Paddy and Bart grabbed eggs from their pockets and hurled them at the Prime Minister.
They always get around with eggs. That was going to be their lunch.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Cracking some, I was going to call them wet eggs. What do you call non-cooked eggs?
Yeah, wet eggs.
Wet eggs. Cracking a couple of wet eggs into there.
Chuck us a couple of wetties.
Oh, yeah, it's about knockoff time. Want to have a couple of wetties? Want to wet your whistle? Sure do.
Want to crack a wetty into a whirlpool.
Evan, can you make it look like an egg's going into my mouth?
Oh, don't.
Australia.
Sorry, Evan, can we do that again but make it look slightly wetter? Oh, that's a wetty. Look at that drip. Look at it drip.
It's in your eye.
Oh, it's in your beard. Oh, oh God. No. Oh, put it away, son.
You can get it anyhow. Matter of fact, I got it now. The big Australian thirst needs a big wet egg. Wet eggs.
Do you mean raw?
Raw eggs. Raw eggs. That's it.
That's lit my mind as well.
It's funny that like chickens would be like, I mean raw eggs. This is their natural state.
Yeah, it's an egg.
Natural,
it's an egg.
Just call
natural
it egg.
Natural egg.
Just call it an egg.
Call it an egg.
I think
it's an egg when it's just raw, and then you have to specify what you've done to it.
What have you done to that egg? Excuse me, sir. What have you done to that egg?
I can't talk about it during this time slot, sir. What have you done to that wet egg?
The default egg is a raw wet egg.
That's a wet egg.
A wet egg.
A raw wet egg. You made it longer.
That's the default. Well,
and just to be clear, they've thrown two wet eggs. They're not hard boiled or anything. Okay. Yeah. These are wet eggs.
So okay. What's that in your pocket? A default raw wet egg?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, that's them being patted down by security before going in. Oh, please, a raw wet egg. Please be safe.
Looks enough. Like you've built up a bit of a thirst.
you got a spare one for me?
What can you drink and eat at the same time? Wetty.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh, so they both threw these wet eggs. Bart's missed. But Paddy, his egg hit Hughes in the head and knocked his top hat clean off.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
That is a bullseye.
That would have felt so satisfying.
Yeah. That is a bullseye. This angered Prime Minister Billy Hughes to the extreme, and he made a beeline for the crowd, even reaching into his coat for his revolver.
That seems fair. I mean, one throw an egg, you retaliate by shooting them.
We're at war.
Yeah.
With egg throwers.
Why was the Prime Minister carrying a revolver?
Well, he pulled out the revolver. He went to pull out a revolver only to discover that he'd left it on the train.
Oh, no. What a way to find out.
That is the only thing that stopped a sitting Prime Minister from shooting a civilian.
But he wouldn't have ever known who it was, shooting a crowd. He made a beeline for the crowd. All right, that's it. Can you make a beeline for a mass like that?
What about he gets everyone to show their hands if there's any remnants of egg? And if you've got it,
bang.
I love the idea that there'd be remnants of egg from throwing a hard shelled egg.
Yeah. The only person who's got remnants is like his political advisor who's had egg sprayed on them from
this
him.
Guy.
He threw it. You must have thrown it.
I'll kill him to be sure.
So he doesn't have his own gun on him. So the Prime Minister then demanded local police sergeant, Sergeant Kenny, arrest the egg throwers immediately. Only for the officer to reply, quote, "I deal only in Queensland law. This is a Commonwealth matter," end quote.
Okay.
Well, that's a so he's like, confusing sentence.
This isn't my jurisdiction.
This is not my jurisdiction. You're a Prime Minister. What? I only do local Queensland law.
What did he say? I deal
only in Queensland law. So state law.
I deal only in Queensland law. I thought it was some ye olde talk. I deal only in Queensland law. I was so baffled.
I'm so sorry if I put a comma in there.
I deal.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Do pray tell, I deal.
So that's funny. It's like, oh, no, egg throwing. That's a federal matter.
That's a federal offence, which at the moment doesn't exist.
Is he saying only because it was involving the Prime Minister?
Basically, he was saying,
I don't want to do that.
A little of both. So the Prime Minister saying, do this, and he's like, well, I don't answer to you. You're the Prime Minister. I answer to the state.
And early on in Australia, the states had a lot more power than federal governments, yeah. and it was slowly like dished up
so they,
from the states to the dished up in egg form to scrambled? The federal government. They took it piece by piece. Those wild dogs in Canberra, hey? There's clowns up there in the big top.
Tell it like
are
it
they
is.
They're clowns and dogs.
They're clown dogs.
Whoa.
Circus dogs, circus animals.
Clownfish.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, sorry, too far. I'm so sorry. So Hughes said, arrest this man. Police officer said, absolutely not. Hughes was fuming over this. Paddy and Bart did get beaten up by the crowd because there were lots of Hughes supporters. A bit like Egg Boy was taken away
yeah.
and headlocked or pinned.
At least they were
pinned.
Beaten up.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because, I mean, I feel like being shot to death might have been an overstep, but beaten by a mob, that feels about right for throwing an egg.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
They, I mean, right. they knocked off his hat.
Oh, I know.
And it was
and
a
I'm
nice.
Furious.
It was a nice hat.
No, it was his best hat.
It wouldn't have broken on the hat. It would have bounced off and broken on the advisor. Yeah. But the hat hit the ground and might have got a bit of dust on it.
Yeah. Ooh,
dusty hat for the Prime Minister?
Yeah. How do you get dust out of a hat?
Arrest this man!
Yeah.
I do not deal in fashion police.
That's actually where he got the nickname Paddy, because he was there trying to pat the dust off the hat.
Yeah.
His name was actually Gregory.
Gregory. Yeah. Gregory Brosnan.
All you know.
Well, so the police officer still refused to arrest these men, but they were assaulted. Hughes got back on the train and resumed his journey, but the egging and the police's inability to stop the assault really stuck with him. He decided the only way to uphold federal authority was by creating a separate Commonwealth police force. Hughes moved quickly, and the Commonwealth Police Commissioner was appointed just a couple of weeks later, in December 1917. This police force became the Australian Federal Police in 1979, which still exists. So basically, we have a federal police force because of Paddy Brosnan, the original Egg Boy. That's why it was started.
That's cool.
So weird. So 2019 Egg Boy might have inspired an action figure, but 1917 Egg Boy inspired an entire police force.
I love it. And their only law at first, the only thing they were able to... how good are me talking now?
Mm. Enforce?
Enforce. Good enforce with egg-related crimes. Yeah, the rule book only has one so far. If anyone knocks off the Prime Minister's hat with an egg, yeah. we can kill them.
Legally.
So most of our days are sitting around, but, you know, we're always vigilant. Whenever a Prime Minister's wearing a hat, well, we crack in action, yeah. so to speak. Sorry about that pun, accidental. We crack into action in case there's a crack on the hat. And if there is, then, yeah, we will kill a man. Or boy or child or dog. We don't care who throws it. I mean, we've been looking into it. Some dogs can throw eggs now. I read it somewhere.
What about women?
Well, throw an egg. Good luck with those dainty arms. Don't reckon.
I've never seen it.
I'm in character.
Yeah.
It sounded so similar to your usual opinions, though. It was really hard to tell.
Yeah, but with a slightly different voice.
Is that a different voice?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going British now. Okay.
I love that. So there's the homicide squad, the drug squad, and the egg squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The EEA.
Cover all the bases.
And as for the plebiscite, 13 days later, Australians rejected conscription by an even greater margin than the first. I don't know if that's Egg Boy related, but I'm going to claim it.
Yeah.
It does feel like Billy Hughes. Take the message, mate.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Billy Boy.
Come on.
QZ.
Start a new party, your dog.
QZ.
Start a new party, your literal dog.
He probably did. The anti-egg party.
So wait, so how many parties did you say he went through?
Six, but he's kicked out of three.
Did he get kicked out of his own one?
Yeah, the Labor. He got kicked out of Labor.
Well, no, but I mean his new one, the one he invented.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
He just left that one of his own accord.
Well, that one did eventually dissolve, yeah. But in 1952, Paddy Brosnan, the original...
Did he egg the coffin?
No, I wish I could.
He came to the funeral and he egged the coffin. Knocked the lid off the coffin.
And the
he's that good.
That's what Billy would have wanted.
He's being buried naked too, so he's knocked the lid off and everyone's just like, oh!
All he's got a gun like taped to his side. It's what he would have wanted. But in 1952, the original Egg Boy looked back on the incident when Prime Minister Billy Hughes sadly died, saying he did it simply because, quote, he didn't want to be conscripted. Paddy also sent a telegram of condolence to Mary, the widow of Billy Hughes.
Oh, that's nice.
Nothing personal. The egg-throwing incident, or the Warwick egg incident, is commonly referred to as the Weggy by Warwick locals and has been reenacted on special occasions, including on the 90th and the 100th anniversaries of the incident.
The Weggy!
The Wiggy.
That sounds like an awards ceremony.
Apparently, I think it's quite a cult thing in that area.
Like they're really proud of it.
But around the rest of Australia, it's not very well known, this incident. But around there, they know the Wiggy.
The Wiggies.
That's great.
Is there a red carpet for the Wiggies?
Absolutely.
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing for the
Australia's
Wiggies?
Most prestigious award. Sorry, Logie. Wiggy, Logie.
Yeah.
Surely.
Big time.
But I'm sad to report that there's a video on YouTube that we will link in the description. You can watch them reenact it for the 100th anniversary. And I'm sad to say that during the 100th anniversary reenactment of the egg throwing, they missed.
Who do you choose to...
Not a woman. I mean, not a woman.
Like, would you get, like, your best, I don't know, cricket player or something?
Yeah, Warnie up
baseball,
there.
Baseball, I reckon. You're
baseball,
on your pitcher.
Baseball, yeah. Something. Someone who's got precision.
A bit of underarm?
Yeah, that could work. Whatever. It doesn't matter how you throw the egg. It's about hitting the target.
It could be a netballer, Jess.
Could be a netballer.
Yeah, what? See? I don't mind.
Well, you lob it up.
Men can play netball.
What?
Yeah, men can play netball.
So you lob it up and it comes down.
But no touching. And don't move your feet.
You can pivot one pivot foot.
And only the goal shooter. Goal attack.
I played a little netball, so don't worry.
It could be a lot of sport. I've never played netball. Don't look at me like I'm the queen of netball. I hate netball.
So who do you think egged it better? The original egg boy, 1917, or Will Connolly, 2019?
I reckon the throw, knocking off a hat, ending conscription.
Because that is a throw. So
and as a prime minister.
Egg boy was more of a slap egg.
Yeah.
You got to say,
it was a close
Paddy.
Range.
Yeah, super. If you'd missed then, you'd be disappointed.
Oh, that'd be so embarrassing. So we're saying who do we think was
Yeah, who egged it better? The Weggy or Egg Boy?
I think it was the Weggy. He knocked off a hat, did it from distance. It was a prime minister rather than like a fringe senator.
Mm.
It all seemed bigger and better to me.
I'm going to say modern Egg Boy because he's gone on to use his profile to be an activist for things.
I don't know what, but...
He's donated that money.
Yeah, that was really... That's good. That was good.
I reckon current Egg Boy. But until the next Egg Boy.
That's right.
There will always be another Egg Boy.
It's like the Phantom.
Yeah.
Every generation.
There's a new Egg Boy.
A new Egg Boy. The ghost who eggs.
That sounds like a ghost farted.
Yeah, that's part of it as well. That's how they get anointed. A ghost farts on you. I'm going to throw an egg at it. I'm a politician today. Okay. Got that ghost eggy smell. And ghosts have horrible diets.
Yeah. Can't eat much.
It's something like the mix between a vegan and a meat eater. You know, the two worst farters there are.
Well, that's it for the 1917 egg throwing incident. Let us know in the comments who you thought egged it better. Well, a bit of engagement going on
Weggy.
Here.
Weggy or
modern
eggy.
Egg boy or
ghost
the
eggy.
Ghost to eggs.
The ghost to eggs. They keep getting higher and higher.
And that's how they ascend into the afterlife. I've got a little unfinished business. All done. Bye. Their ascension sound also sounds like a fart, because it is. They fart powered into the sky.
Yeah, how do ghosts fly with farts?
Hot air rises. And they're very light, ghosts.
Very light?
Very light. They don't have any sort of mortal coil, which I believe means something or other. We out yet?
No, because I'm going to say this is a spin-off of our podcast, Do Go On, with over 200 episodes to listen to. So if you like this topic, check out some of our other political episodes like The Disappearing Prime Minister, Harold Holt, Assassin John Wilkes Booth, or The Canadian October Crisis. Who could forget that episode, am I right, Jess?
I don't remember the last two.
We have fun here. Subscribe for free on your favourite podcast app, and be sure to subscribe to this channel to check out our other videos.
Dave.
Should I listen to our podcast?
I think you should.
I forget.
Are you in the room when we're doing it?
Well,
arguably.
Physically, yes.
Right.
Up here, 50-50.
Your egg ghost is off with other business.
Yeah.
Mine's powering down.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.